Magic Breakfast with Scudder.
It's Brooke and Scudder here and Lockie Wendell from the newsroom.
Yeah, great to be here.
Good to have you here.
I feel excited to be here. I'm honoured.
It's an exciting time.
I'm honoured to be here.
This time yesterday, your ears pricked up in the hallway.
Well, yeah.
We were actually, I'll play this. Anthony's made this for over at 5RM, but...
Say, what are nice chickens like you doing in a coop like this?
He'll be sending an invoice to you for the use of that intro.
I'll pay the royalties, whatever
it
takes.
It's worth it. Yeah. It is worth it.
Brooke brought a problem to the table yesterday.
I did. I bought some chickens.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, it was a big step. I really wanted to get the chickens to get eggs. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Hang on a second.
You're
stealing our ideas and you're stealing the opener.
Yeah.
What is going on?
Mate, Chicken Chat has moved to Magic 931. I'm sorry.
It's taken the next step. What's
it called? You've lost it. Well, I was thinking instead of Chicken Chat, you can keep the naming rights for that. We're going to call ours Brooke's Chooks.
Oh, you can have the whole thing. You've done it.
Get back into your own studio, Anthony.
Wow.
He's not happy, is he?
No, he's not. I told you. I wasn't joking around before when I said that.
He's not happy.
I'm glad I've been here for a week and caused full drama.
Sorry, the chicken problem.
The chicken problem is that bought chooks, wanted eggs. It turns out that I don't just have hens. I have five.
Oh, there's a rooster in the mix.
There's three roosters in the mix, Lockie.
More than half.
Yeah, three out of the five chickens are roosters. Yeah. I don't know what to do about that.
Do you want some?
Yeah, do you want roosters?
No. So we've got four chooks at home. Well, Mum and Dad do. And they're great. A happy chook is a laying chook.
That's true.
We get four eggs every day. Without fail.
They are.
Without fail.
They're like clockwork.
Yeah. We've had them probably about a year now.
Yeah, right. They're still laying around?
Yep, every day. Okay. They roam around, do their thing. It's interesting watching them in the garden. They, you know, three of them will be in one spot. Then one will be a little bit further away. That's because one's keeping a lookout.
Oh, I thought it was because they didn't get along with the other three.
No, I thought that at the start, but I did a bit of investigations.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe it was Tuesday and they weren't wearing pink.
No.
One of those situations.
Getting back to the roosters, though, that is the nature of the beast.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure what you can do about that because are they noisy? Is that the problem?
Not yet, but I don't want them fighting. I think that's a problem with roosters. They don't tend to get along. So I'm going to have to do with some sort of separation, I think.
You're going to have to get two different coops.
Yeah.
Well, that might be your weekend project for the next 3 weeks.
Great.
Another chicken coop.
Which is a lot, because I don't know if you have this, Lockie, but we have a very fancy chicken coop door.
No.
That runs on a solar panel. It's set on a timer, and we don't have to open and close it. It does it itself.
Must be nice.
You know.
Oh, yeah.
Real nice.
You know, COVID last year when we couldn't do anything. You know, when we were locked down and we had to just, you know, do craft at home. That's what the chicken coop came from.
Well,
so I made the door out of a pallet. That's how hipster I am.
Did yours cost $3,000?
No.
I'm sure it didn't.
Ours was free.
Here I am.
Saying that, it's falling apart now.
Well, now I have to fork out for another one because I got too many roosters.
Here I am. Anthony's giving me crap for having a bloody Bluetooth irrigation system at home. And Brooke's got an automatic chicken door.
Solar door.
Come on, guys.